on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side, at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have an unusually cool forecast as we head into this Saturday night. With mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature drops to about 45 by Easter sunrise, which will be at 6:09 a.m. But we'll see a nice recovery during the daytime. Sunshine, warmer, high near 80. Continue very nice on Monday and Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Low 80s Monday and middle 80s on Tuesday. Enjoy a string of storm-free days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the last hour of Clearing the Air. 272-9228 if anybody's out there and you want to call and talk about anything you want to talk about. We really don't have any particular topics. We're bouncing all around. Nasara, a caller brought that up. So if anything you want us to talk about, please feel free to call. I see where Romney's opening his mouth against Trump. And, you know, Romney needs to shut up because Romney needs to be in prison. Because Romney's company, Bain Capital, has been laundering drug money for years. And I just hope he gets his comeuppance before it's over with. I really do. I hope they all do, but especially him. Hey, caller, you on the air? Yeah, we'll talk about dial tones. What do you know about dial tones, Poston? Anything?
Incredibly loud over the...
Yeah. You can play them. I know that they'll come out live over the radio. I don't know when their particular dial tone, how that came about. Have they always had the same dial tone? I just don't know that. Oh, we have another one. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, Postman, how you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
Good. Hey, a couple of things. Real quick, Enoch chapter 40, okay, going down to number 9, actually number 8. Who are the four spirits, the four presences that have fallen off the saints that I've seen and whose words I have heard and written down? The first is Michael, the merciful and long-suffering. And the second, who settled over the diseases in the wombs of the children of men, is Raphael. Mm-hmm. The third is set over the powers of Gabriel. And the fourth is set over the repentance unto hope and inherent and eternal life is Fennel.
Wow.
Now, that's interesting. The last one's Fennel is really interesting. But anyway, those are the four archangels in Book of Enoch. But the reason I called tonight, have you guys heard of the Enoch, not the calendar, okay, but the Enoch clock?
Clock? I haven't.
I've vaguely.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little bit of insight here. First, if I could, just tab on to what we talked about last week a little bit. And let me, because this is scary, Terry, and Postman, when you hear this part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's go to Job first, okay? When God was talking to Job, okay, 38, and you go down to verse 28, 33, okay? It says, has the rain a father, or has he begotten the drops of the dew? From whose womb does the ice come from? And who has given birth to the frost of heaven? The waters become hard like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the chains of Pleiades, or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Mazarus in their season, or can you guide the bear with his children? Okay? Now, in their season, all right? That's the key part to that. Can you lead forth the Mazarus in their season? This is God talking to Job. Okay?
I love it. Yeah, with an attitude.
So it tells us everything's preordained. Everything's got a path, okay?
Right.
However, this is a little bit, go to Enoch 1:108-3:7. In the following visionary journey, Enoch is caught up in the otherworldly places of fiery torment for sinners when he asks one of the holy angels accompanying him to explain, what are you seeing? And he says, wait till you, the sin has passed away, for their names shall be blotted out of the book of life and out of the holy books, and their seed shall be destroyed forever, and the spirit shall be slain, and they shall try and make lamentation the place in the chaotic wilderness, and it is fire, and they shall burn, for there is no earth there. Now, I'm going to put a comma there. That's what Postman and I have been talking about, okay? The rapture is not taken from the earth,
mm-hmm.
okay? The saint, it's the sinner taking from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw there's something that, like an invisible cloud, for by reason of its depth I cannot look over, and I saw a flame of fire blazing brightly. Now, this is the scary part, okay?
Okay.
And like the shining mountain circling and sweeping the fire, I asked one of the holy angels, exactly what, I lost my place. One of the holy angels, exactly what is going on. And what he said, some of them have been written. The Lord has spoken to the mouth of the prophet, okay? This place that they seek, that they cast the spirits and sinners and blasphemies and those who worship wickedness and those who pervert everything, and the Lord has spoken through the mouth of the prophet, okay? For some of them have written and inscribed above in the heaven in order that the angels may read them and know which shall befall the sinners and the spirits of the humble and those who have afflicted their bodies, they have been recompressed. That's 1 Enoch 1:08-3:7. In other words, the sin and the righteousness is also written in the stars, okay, according to Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about that for a minute. Is that scary or is that not scary?
That's terrifying.
Okay. Except thankfully, the angels were not privy to all of God's secrets, but only the Holy Spirit who knows the hearts of men and the angels. In other words, the fallen angels could see a whole bunch of this, okay? But they, think about it. Why was Satan, why were they cast out of heaven and bound?
Sinning, coming down to earth and taking earth women.
Yeah, but that's one of the reasons, too, so they couldn't see those signs anymore, okay?
Right.
So they couldn't see that. Now, Enoch's clock. This is really interesting, okay? If you go to chapter 72, and it gets really, really dry and boring, so I'm just going to summarize here.
Okay.
There's an 18-part day that used to mark the varying length of a ratio between day and night. And a lot of scholars, and I've looked at a whole bunch of different people and what they said, does this mean that there's an 18-hour day instead of a 24-hour day? Okay?
Wow. Yeah.
And the answer is no. Okay? Because okay. Here's the formula. And it's the exact same formula that he uses for the calendar, okay? And it's really quite simple. Yet it sounds a little bit detailed. There's 12 zodiacs and 36 decans, okay? Decans are the sub-zodiacs or the messages written in the stars, okay? Now, there's 3 decans per zodiac, 10 degrees per decan, 2 decans per part, 20 degrees of celestial time, or 20 degrees of minutes, okay? If you do the mathematical formula to double-check that for the Book of Enoch, it's real simple. You simply take the number of minutes, okay, in an hour.
Right.
Times it by 24 hours, you get 1,440 seconds. You divide that by the 20 degrees, or minutes, mm-hmm. as exactly outlined by Enoch, you get a 24-hour day, okay?
Wow.
It's not an 18-hour day. It's a four-part day. And think about the four-part day. Morning, evening, morning, afternoon, evening, and night. Okay?
Right.
If you go to the calendar, okay, and you go through the portals of the sun, each length of day has got 10 parts or 8 parts. 11, 7, 12, 6, 11. Everything's 18, okay? Mm-hmm. In other words, right now we just entered into spring. So we've got 10 parts day, 8 parts night. Next month, we have 11 parts day, 7 parts night. And then the longest day of the year, we have 12 parts day, 6 part night. And then it starts going back down, okay?
Okay.
The mathematical formula in the Book of Enoch for the year and the day is absolutely incredible, okay?
All right.
So, where am I going with all this, okay? You've heard, and we've talked about it a little bit, about Enoch's 10-year prophecy of 700 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which brings us right now, I think we talked about it maybe 6 months ago. Right now, that prophecy actually, according to the Enoch calendar, we're in the ninth year, okay, of the 10th year of the 700-year prophecy.
Wow.
And it expired somewhere between 4 and 5 years ago, okay?
Okay.
The last prophecy is when Jesus reigns. Okay.
Wow.
Which means we're in the final days right now.
So,
yes.
So in other words, the cycle is ending, right?
Yes, the cycle is ending.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean everything's it's outlined. I mean, the more you dig into the Book of Enoch, the more it just gets. Because if you take it, I won't go through all the details, but it's interesting because it starts in the year minus 4004. Enoch born after minus 3380, okay? Mm-hmm. Adam dies, the flood, Genesis, House of David, resurrection. But my point is, and I want to just, if I could, one more thing real
quick. Sure, go ahead.
To go back to the zodiac, okay? And what we talked about, what God was talking to Job. We talked a little bit about it last week, okay? But let's look at Christ's second coming, and as it's prophesied in the stars, and if God took and threw the Satan, okay, as per the Book of Enoch, out of heaven, so he couldn't see what was written, so they couldn't see what was written in the stars. And if Postman's right, we're waiting, okay, for the fallen angels, or not the fallen angels, but the archangels and the good angels to come down, set up this celestial kingdom. Okay, what are we going to see? Okay, let's start with Taurus. Okay, the bull. That includes two clusters of Pleiades and Hades, okay, which includes Orion. Remember, that's the deacon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The shining light of Christ's presence and two-edged sword. destroying the enemy by cursing its head. Your radius to the river, the unstoppable judgment of wrath of God. And Araga, the shepherd, misnamed or curator. Christ provides guidance and he delivers his flocks, okay? Then we go to Gemini, the twin, okay? Christ, revenge, and peace, and the rest of the peoples united. Lepus, the hair of the enemy, stepped on by Christ, okay, Orion's boot. Canis Minor, the small dog of Poppycon, going before the dog, redemption accomplished by Christ. Canis Major, which is the third, okay, the prince, which is the brightest star, Christ is the chief shining star of heaven. Then you go into Cancer, okay? The crab or the gusher. Christ gathers the multitude together from affliction for joy, safety, with renewed life. Ursa Major, minor. The small bearer, dipper, okay? The heavenly dwelling, the fold on high, Christ is the hope of glory, and is waiting to gather the flock or herd. Ursa Major, the big bear or the big dipper. Christ organized the final gathering into the fold, and Arago Nevin, okay, which is the ship or the cell, okay, which includes the cluster of the southern Pleiades all together. In other words, they're selling. And then you get to the big one, Leo, okay, the lion.
Leo.
Christ is conquering the lion of the tribe of Judah, and he's victorious and defeats crushing the enemy's head, okay? You've got Hydra, the serpent, the snake, the old snake, the serpent that have been cast down, the crater, the cup, God. Wrath is poured out by a Christ against all contrary to God, and Corvus, okay? The birds of prey devouring all the flesh.
Wow.
That's what's in the heavens.
Yeah, and it is, and it talks about that in the book of Revelation.
Yeah, sure. And that's in the book of Revelation. This is in the book of, a lot of this most of this is described in the book of Enoch, okay?
Wow.
Right.
Especially when you get to the clock and to the calendar, okay? And to step back and think, everything that Satan is trying to do, okay? Even that deal you sent a little bit, and you talked about your first year program, Terry, about the that law that, you know, the Bush passed in 1991, okay?
Right.
That's all meaningless. None of it matters, okay? Because everything's being set up for Christ to be 100% victorious, okay? And to crush the enemy. Now, are we going to suffer? I don't think so. I really don't, okay? Some people may, to some extent, but the true believers in Christ are not going to suffer. They're going to be redeemed, okay? And never forget those angels in heaven that are going to protect them.
Right.
I think that is absolutely critical.
Yes.
And that's one reason why Enoch mentioned them.
Let me ask you a question, Frank, right quick.
Then okay.
We got to take a break still, but let me ask you this. Have you somewhat came to the conclusion that everything that's written concurrently in the book of Revelation will not happen in this cycle?
Concurrently?
Yeah.
No. It will not happen in order.
I don't think
it will not happen in order.
In fact,
as anybody tells you that it happens in order is wrong. They haven't studied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Pusham said earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't hear that. But no, it will not happen in order. Okay. And there's a reason for that, but that's another whole subject for another day. But anyway, you know, you're up on a break. Appreciate you taking my call, but this clock deal is really fascinating.
It is.
How it ties into the calendar and the simple mathematics.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
From the oldest prophet in the Bible. So, all right, guys, appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Take care, Frank. Hey, caller, you've been patiently holding. What can I do for you?
Oh, is this clear in there?
It is.
I just wanted to say that this dude, I think his name is Frank, he's been on for a while. He's boring, dude. I mean, I was listening because y'all were talking about politics, and now it's a Bible lesson. Like, I get it, tomorrow's Easter, but it's bad enough I got to sit through it.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active Military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pond in Prattville today. Just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pond in Prattville.
Looking for a real neighborhood bar where you can hang out and enjoy life? Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Your favorite neighborhood bar is ready to feed you. Bear County Barbecue, the kitchen at Rick and Moe's, is open for dinner Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to midnight. Try their delicious Bear County Texas-style brisket, pulled pork and sausage, not to mention their dry-aged burgers. This isn't your ordinary barbecue. No, sir. See them today about catering your next event. You can count on Rick and Moe's to have all the best sports action on the big screens. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games. Rick and Moe's still has your favorite live music, too, with open mic night on Tuesdays and great acoustic acts and live bands from Wednesday night through the weekend. Check out Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule and for Bear County Barbecue's menu. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive.
Moe knows.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Law Enforcement Agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
You know, I can't learn enough. I can't get enough about Enoch. I really appreciate the information y'all put out. But I was going to tell you the last two podcasts, mm-hmm. how strong they were. The information, I listened to them today while I was doing yard work, fiddling around the house, and about the information of last week of what was happening to our sun, and then before that, the objects, the star that's headed this way with the planet.
Right.
It's just, I just want to say thank you, man. Y'all, that's great shows.
Thank you.
And that's all I got.
Appreciate thank it. You very much. I appreciate the call. Thank you,
buddy. Man, you got a good Padre. You got good staff there. You got good people helping you out.
Thank you. I think so too.
All right,
take
yeah,
care.
Man.
See you. Yeah. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate that. I don't like to talk politics. To me, politics are a necessary evil, and I kind of go along with the George Carlin when it comes to politics. You know, the elections are put there to make you think you have a choice. You have no choice. I kind of believe that. I believe that these people are selected, not elected. I really believe that. So I just don't like talking politics. It's pointless. It's futile. Because they're going to do what their corporate, you know, they're whores. They're going to do what their corporate sponsors tell them to do. They don't care what we want. It's not about the people. Maybe it used to be. It hasn't been for quite some time. Like the statistic I read you earlier, you know, 62% of Republican GOP registered voters say immigration, something needs to be done. But 16% of the politicians in the GOP think something needs to be done. There's a big short circuit there. It's because you got to look at who the donors to these people are, who basically have taken our politicians and are leasing them, renting them, and in some cases owning them. They're going to do what they tell them to do.
Yeah, the ICCs are running everything.
Yep.
And, I mean, they're running it on a planet, and they're running it off planet. I mean, you got to put two and two together because, I mean, if you research it well enough, you can come to the conclusion that some of these things that we have here on the planet are not even indigenous to Earth. You just got to look hard enough.
Yeah. Well, you got to spend time. You got to invest time to look at this stuff. You know, Enoch, in my opinion, is the key. Enoch is the key that ties prophecy with everything we're seeing now on this planet. And if that doesn't interest you, then you're listening to the wrong program. You need to listen to something else. Because you want politics, listen to Barron. He's probably forgotten more about it than I'll ever know. I don't like politics. But Enoch is the key. That's why they removed it from the Bible. It's the key to everything. It makes perfect sense. The one thing that I love about Enoch is, well, in the Bible, they asked Jesus, how will we know when it's time for you to come back? He said, it will be like the days of Noah. Now, all my life I've been taught, well, that just means people will be sinning and doing what they, you know, the inherent sin. Well, that's all the time. There's got to be something else. And the book of Enoch explains it. The fallen ones, the children of the angelic and the human intervention, the Nephilim, they started experimenting, playing around with genetics, mixing humans, plants, humans, animals. The same thing is happening now. Remember Obama talking about our brain mapping project? That was part of it. They have been combining the two. Everything is set up for the return of the Messiah. And we wouldn't know this if it weren't for the book of Enoch. That's why it's so important. That's all I got. Good night. Sorry, I just pulled a Greg on you, didn't I?
Not quite.
That's true. Yeah, that's why Enoch is important. It's extremely important. They went to a lot of effort to hide it. And there's a reason they hid it. A reason they hid it. Because it tells us stuff they didn't want us to know. And also today, I had no idea we were under these Noah laws or whatever they're called, this from the Talmud, which does not... We can't even talk about Christ, or we're subject to being put in a guillotine. That's insane. But it kind of fits, because Jesus said we will be persecuted in his name. You better believe it. And they're going to want to use a guillotine because they can harvest our organs once they chop our heads off. It all ties together.
They're going to have that along with technology sitting right aside it to harvest what's left.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. Look at how much a liver goes for on the open market. As disgusting as that may sound, it's profitable. It's very lucrative.
I mean, not only that. I mean, they're gonna harvest your organs, and have technology standing by to harvest your soul.
Don't say that. I don't want to hear that. That scares me. I don't see how they can do that. Not if you're in the book of life. How are they gonna take something that's not theirs? That's not yours. It's God's. How are they gonna take it? I just don't see it. I don't believe it. I don't think God will allow that to happen. Because if you're in the Lamb's Book of Life and they can snatch that, then that means God's a liar. And God is not a liar at all. That's why I don't believe that.
No, he's not. But
he's not going to allow that.
What I'm saying is the ones that don't know God.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Their soul can be harvested.
Oh, absolutely. I can believe.
And like I was telling you, they showed us that technology in 1984 with GoBusters.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, the particle beam, whatever
that
thing
was.
Yeah, exactly. Let me squeeze this. Hey, caller. You there?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Kenny.
How are you guys doing?
How are you doing? How's your wife?
Well, she's recuperating. She's been home for a little while now, so she's getting better.
Good.
Actually eating and getting out, so.
That's great, man. I'm happy.
Yeah, it's a big improvement, because it didn't seem like it was just a vicious cycle that's been going on ever since, well, December, really.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
So, I know you're coming up on a break.
That's okay. Go ahead. I'm going to hold the break for you. Go ahead.
Hello, Postman. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Kenny?
Doing great. Today, we were out there doing a little spring cleaning in our church on Posada Parkway. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I hear the train coming by, as trains always come by, you know, and either direction.
Right.
Except this thing was a little bit different.
What do you mean?
When I looked up again, it had flat car after flat car after flat car after flat car loaded with you know what.
What?
Military equipment.
What color?
Both green and sand, I guess you'd say dirt.
Sand desert camo?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm standing there because I was outside doing the, I had a pressure washer, I was trying to clean the front entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let me pull out my phone before this passes by and I don't get a chance to do this.
Right.
So I tried to take some photos. And one of the ladies came out and I said, well, you know what that is. But of course, I'm speaking, thinking like, well, maybe they don't think the way I think.
Yeah.
So I said, well, you didn't hear that from me. To my surprise, they go, actually, we know what that is. And so one of them said, hey, we need to maybe invite him to our little secret group that we discuss these things about.
But
she goes, oh, yeah, well, he knows, you know.
You're in the loop.
Yeah, I said, well, I guess I didn't know it was a secret group because it's so secret.
Yeah.
So that actually was a private group they said, but not a secret group. But in any case, you know, it's just kind of funny because we're standing there looking at this thinking, where are all those vehicles, those military vehicles of every type almost headed?
Were they going north or south, Kenny?
I guess it would be considered south because they would have been heading in the directions because I said I'm on Cassata right. Parkway.
Towards Montgomery.
So they would have been going, yeah, basically towards Montgomery.
Okay. Wow.
And so, I mean, it was quite a lot of them. Wow. And I kept looking because I was thinking, like, if I see anything with the UN or something that's covered.
Oh, yeah.
Then, you know what that would mean.
I know.
Well, but it's just something I thought
we can always dream up. And hope they're going down to the border to stop all the infiltration.
Yeah.
We can dream, I guess.
Well, you know, this has been going on around the country. Various people have been putting stuff on YouTube like this.
Mm-hmm.
And showing these, well, you might as well just say, some people call it a convoy, but sometimes they're on trains and sometimes they're running down the highway.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen them going down the highway.
But in any case, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Thank you. Yeah, everybody needs to hear that kind of stuff.
One other thing mm-hmm. that is kind of, I find interesting, since I know Frank had just called, and I'm sure he would really, you know, he's probably spoken about this a whole bunch of time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we always think about tomorrow being Easter Sunday.
Right.
And Friday being Good Friday.
Right.
And the fact that this is what we've been celebrating. I don't know who changed it. I don't know if it was Constantine that changed the Sabbath to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess he did some other things.
Yes, he did.
But, I've been thinking, okay, if Christ himself said that just as Jonah was spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of the fish, great fish,
mm-hmm.
so will the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth 3 days and three nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed several people, you know, brought this up, like, there's no way he could have died Friday evening and gotten up Sunday morning.
That's right.
So it had to be earlier, maybe Thursday.
Yep.
And they changed it to Sunday because, well, yeah, the whole thing's been changed.
Everything.
But in any case, you know, like I was trying to tell Patty, I said, we're not denying that he was resurrected. That's not the point.
Not at all.
The point is, how has man changed this? Because you can't fit Friday evening at 6, if that was the time that he was crucified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though Friday night, okay, so he's in the tomb Friday night, Saturday night. Sunday morning is not 3 days and three nights.
No. No, it's not.
So I'm sure that people with more knowledge, but this is something that's been on my, you know, in my spirit and on my mind the last several days. I'm thinking, you know, we worship some things because it's tradition. But I had to go back and read the scripture when he himself said that.
Right.
And I said, the math doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't. Something ain't right.
So it had to be, if he got up on Sunday, if the angel came and rolled that stone away on Sunday, then he would have had to have been crucified.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yep. You're right. The numbers don't add up.
So, but that's just, you know, my mind working overtime.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like the way your mind works.
In the meantime, guys, you have a happy Easter. I don't know if you got family coming over or you're just going to take it easy.
Nah, we're going to go to the lake and hang out with Mom.
Okay. Well, tell her I said hi. I haven't seen her since that time. I guess I haven't seen her since we came over that one time.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking about that. I don't think she ever came down. She was never hadn't been around when we had those Baumhauer things downtown on Friday night.
Nope.
So I'm sure it was at the house.
That's right.
But in the meantime, you tell my sister from another mister that, you know, we love her and miss her, so, and we love you as well. You two postmen, just keep up the good work.
We'll do it. Thank you, Kenny.
All right, we will talk to you later.
Later, brother.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
Oh, didn't mean to cut him off.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with New Look Decorating Center, your number one Benjamin Moore paint retailer. From the right paint color to update your home to zero VOC paint for the new baby's room, we are here to make it simple. We know that picking the right paint color can seem like a lot. It doesn't have to be. Let us make it simple. We can even make a custom one-of-a-kind color just for you. We also specialize in custom stains, glazes, and paint matching for touch-up. If you don't want to tackle the painting yourself, that's all right. Give us a call. We know the best painters this region has to offer. We will be glad to recommend paint contractors who use the highest quality Benjamin Moore paint and carry honest reputations. As for contractors, if you're tired of callbacks from your customers on mistinted paints, costing you time and money, come see us. We know paint and we know your customers. We also carry the right Benjamin Moore paint for any job or budget. Give us a call at 334-271-0007 or come see us across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple. You make it beautiful.
Computer screen just turned blue, black, network slow, hacked, ransomware. Listen, your business relies on technology. You don't need to know how it works. You just need it to work. Well, Bachelor Technologies has a team of engineers who do know. Bachelor will keep your systems up and running smooth 24/7. System monitoring, backups, maintenance. Go to wearebt.com and learn more. Bachelor Technologies. Learn more at wearebt.com.
I've missed out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Doc.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Girl, what happened to your truck?
Honey, we hydroplaned on the bridge yesterday, spun out of control and hit the guardrails. Thought I was gonna die.
Well, you better take it over to Price Paint and Body at their new location in Millbrook.
You mean take it to Brad Price over at Price Paint and Body in Wetumpka, don't you?
No, hon. Take it to their new location in Millbrook. It's closer to you. Them people done opened up a third location in Millbrook. They do the same great job that Brad and Peyton do over in Wetumpka and Tallahassee, but this one's closer to you in Millbrook.
You know I see them prices every Sunday after church eating lunch. You can't fill them up, but I'm glad they have a location in Millbrook now. Thought it was only in Wetumpka and Tallahassee.
Well, you'll love it when they finish. Them prices sure know how to fix a wrecked vehicle. Just look how they fixed our truck after Randy hit that deer. That thing looks brand new.
Price Paint and Body. Same great family, same great service. Now with 3 locations to serve you. Wetumpka, Tallahassee, at Tallahassee Automotive, and now in Millbrook. Tell them Mama sent you.
Dog is man's best friend, and while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Holly's Home Furnishings are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Think of Holly's Home Furnishings for your new furniture. You'll be glad you did. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. from Blue Water Broadcasting and Hawley's Home Furnishings.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We have an unusually cool forecast as we head into this Saturday night. With mostly clear skies, overnight low temperature drops to about 45 by Easter sunrise, which will be at 6.09 a.m. But we'll see a nice recovery during the daytime. Sunshine, warmer, high near 80. Continue very nice on Monday and Tuesday. Lots of sunshine. Low 80s Monday and middle 80s on Tuesday. Enjoy a string of storm-free days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Sorry.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horn, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. That's right, the Capital Oyster Bar sits right on the Alabama River, and we cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf and also from the river. Well, not the Alabama River, but we got catfish, we got crawfish, that's right, good old crawfish, frog legs. I know we can find you something good to eat that don't have to be from the Gulf. Also cook up those beautiful, beautiful ribeye steaks, good old hamburger. No, you got that steamer. We steam those royal red shrimp, those shrimp from Argentina, those Roy Oysters Rockefeller. I know you're getting hungry. Let's talk about good times on the river. We got pontoon boats you can rent. That's right. And all you need is a credit card and a driver's license. You don't have to have a boating license to rent, so we can fix you up with a good time on the river. And some more news, we'll be closed Sunday. That's right. Easter Sunday, we'll be shut down so everybody can spend time with their families. And happy Easter to everybody, and we hope to see you soon, and come hungry.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of clearing the air. 272-9228. Off air, we were talking about building jet engines, pulse jet. And pulse jet's basically an expansion chamber. You know, the resonant wave, once it, like a two-stroke, you use an expansion chamber. When it fires, the exhaust mixture bounces back from the cone, and that helps keep the incoming charge back in the cylinder to give you more power. On a pulse jet, you use that wave to come back and open a little reed valve and give you more fuel for the next combustion. It's pretty simple. It's what the Germans used, the Nazis used on one of the V's, I guess the V1. That's what made that pop, 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 pop weird sputter noise. It's the firing, like a two-stroke. I don't know.
What's this build a ramjet?
Ramjet?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what the difference is. Oh, a ramjet just pulls air through, but you still got to compress it, right?
Yeah, you got to compress it, and then just send it out the in the hot section and ignite it.
Yeah.
And
you got to compress it. You got to open, and then you compress it. Yeah, I could do that, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm. Just dump it in the hot section with the fuel.
There you go.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
And
that
just
would work.
You know, you got your fuel injection. Put your fuel injection on top, and you ignite it. You know, under the
I've got a Piezo.
Right. And just fill that hot section with fuel.
Yeah.
And ignite it.
I didn't think about that. I get it going with a leaf blower, but will it sustain itself?
No.
No, it's got to be moving.
To be able to maintain and the structural integrity to for it to hold up under that heat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's going to create a lot of heat. I'm talking about a tremendous amount of heat.
I made the mistake of using an aluminum vent like you would put on your roof for my incinerator. That didn't work. It melted it in about a minute and a half. The whole can started glowing, and the aluminum just went and puddled.
A piece of metal, like the metal that you put on a hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, it's ceramic coated. Now, that will hold up a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, it's ceramic coated on the inside.
My grandfather was an x-ray technician with the state, and I inherited a lot of his, quote, junk. And some of the things he got were these cones. Well, they're metal cones, and they have it's hard to explain. It's like a cone, but it's got a lip on it, and it's real thick steel. I guess they used them on the x-ray machines.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the top, it evens up, and it's got about 2 inches of straightness at the top, and it's got a lip on it. That's what I use now in my incinerator, and I've seen it glow red. It will not melt. I mean, it's good. I could use that. I just hate to take it off my incinerator.
It's probably some titanium.
I don't know. I just know it was on the x-ray machine, but it works. I can't melt it. That's good. But I just like playing with that kind of stuff. I always have.
Yeah, you need titanium for weight, though.
You know, have you ever cut titanium or ground titanium? The colors it makes, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I've cut some of the exhaust because these kids will come in and pay $15,000 for a sport bike that has a titanium exhaust system. And they'll throw it away and put on a Vance and Hines or something for more noise that's steel, that weighs more. And I'm like, why are you? This is titanium. What's wrong with you? They don't care.
You got a junk bike?
Tons of them.
All right, you got titanium exhaust on them?
Yes.
All right. How narrow is the exhaust port from the actual muffler?
3.5-4 inches.
What does it taper down to?
Well, they all use 4-into-1 headers. So the headers will be 1.5-2 inches down, then they'll go into one big collector. Then there'll be a flange, and then it'll go into a flapper valve. They all use flapper valve for the exhaust to give it more mid-range, and it opens up at the top end. And then it splits off either into one big one or go into two.
The hot section.
It's... The titanium part, some of them use full titanium, others just use titanium from the flapper valve part back. It's just titanium. The good, expensive ones use all 4 titanium all the way back.
You need to learn to weld.
I know. I should have paid more attention in shop instead of being an idiot.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it's weird the things you wish you'd have done. I wish I'd have paid attention and learned to weld. I don't know if you can weld titanium. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I know it's very expensive. But I don't know. Well, folks, 272-9228 if you want to get your parting shots in. We kind of bounced all over the place tonight, but Frank's call about Enoch. Enoch is so important. And this weekend, if you go to your preacher and you mention Enoch, he's going to stop you and go, oh, that's not canonical. That's not in our Bible. Then all you got to do is tell him what it was till it got removed. And Jesus read it, and his disciples read it, and Jude quotes word for word from it. So why are we not reading it and see what he has to say? It'd be interesting. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Pat, this is Warren. I got a kind of a Bible question for you guys.
Oh, sure.
It's a question probably because I just don't know enough. That's what it usually is. But I was just curious when when God kicked out Lucifer and all his crowd mm-hmm. out of heaven, mm-hmm. why did he send them down to earth when he could just as easily have kicked them the other way and sent them on a never-ending trip out in the universe somewhere?
That's an excellent question, and I don't have an answer. I've asked the very same question. That's what Postman's laughing at. I've asked this very same question. You know, because the what happened in the Book of Enoch when the 200 watchers came down and mated the earth women, my question's always been, okay, was that the fall?
No.
And, yeah, exactly. So I don't know.
It wasn't. It
was there two? Was there two incidences?
There was approximately three or four incursions before they were sent here to earth. Okay. I mentioned two of them tonight when I was explaining to you, you know, who was the father of the Hialeah. That was his first name. Hmm. The first name that he had, you know, when he was...
You're talking about Satan.
Right, uh-huh.
Lucifer at this point.
Yeah. Hialeah, that was his first name. And the thing was, like I said, they came from another dimension. His progenitors came from another dimension. They were ran out of there, and they were ran to this galaxy. Not this galaxy first. All the galaxies are numbered. Evidently, from what I read, they came from the 19th galaxy. That's where they came from. Hmm. And there was a great war. They lived in an area they call it had three stars in it, tri-star solar system, and that's why a lot of destruction took place. They destroyed planets, and they actually from there they actually came to this solar system, and they came to this solar system. I mean, that was billions of years ago. They occupied the fifth planet in this system, you know, and that got destroyed. And you see, I've already mentioned three incursions already. You know.
Wow. I was just wondering why God sent them down here when he could, you know, send them to another planet or another universe or anywhere.
Excellent question.
And there's another one. There was another war too before they came here. They actually got kicked out of Orion. They got kicked out of the Orion constellation, and that was when they came down here. That was when they came to the fifth planet in this system. And now they're about to get kicked out again. Actually, get captured, you know, for real this time.
I hope so. We'll see.
Well, maybe that's why God sent them here, so he could capture them and put them in chains and send them to the fiery depths.
I hope so.
All right. Great. I appreciate your question, guys, and the answers.
Yes, sir.
This is why you guys have such a great show, because nobody knows this stuff.
I know.
At one time I thought I knew a little bit about the Bible, but the more I listen to you guys, the more I realize how little I do know.
I made the statement earlier, the more I know, the less I know that I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard you say that, and I just identify with that so much. It just, wow, it's just incredible how much we don't know.
Exactly. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Warren.
Okay, no problem. Great show, guys, yes, and glad to hear you every Saturday, Postman.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello? This is Bo.
Hey, Bo.
What's going on?
Just ending this thing up. What's happening?
Hey, Bo.
I hear you. Hey, how you doing, Postman?
Good.
Hey, Terry, are you following this NXIVM thing?
Somewhat. I mean, I kind of know what it is. I know the actress involved, and she pleaded guilty. That's about all I know.
The actor, is it Clara Brofman?
No, it was the other one that was on. It's the good-looking younger one. I don't know, remember her. I don't know names.
This article, it says, money will out. Clara Brofman, B-R-O-N-F-M-A-N, Brofman, okay, buys her way out of RICO, pleads to identity theft and harboring illegal. $6 million fine, faces a mere 21 to 27 months.
Now, is she the heiress to the whiskey or whatever fortune?
I think so.
Yeah, she must be. She's going to pay that kind of money.
Says the direct, she's Clara Brofman. Director of Operations for Nexium, which the president of the enterprise, Nancy Salzman, has already admitted was a racketeering enterprise, will face the lightest of sentences when she goes before Judge Nicholas Garefas for sentencing on July 25th.
That's just not right.
Isn't it great to have money?
No kidding. It makes me sick.
Yeah. This article is on Frank Report.
Frank Report.
Never heard of it, but the lady that, what's her name? Amazing Polly. I've got her Twitter thing, and that's where I found it. It came up on her Twitter feed.
Wow.
But it's pretty good. The article's pretty good on there if you want to...
I'll check that out.
Look it up. But I don't have a whole lot to add. I ran into a truck driver this week, and he's a 71 or 72-year-old Vietnam vet, and we had a very interesting conversation. You know, like I told you, I have that gift of... Mm-hmm. Running into people.
They open up to you.
Yes, sir. And anyway, he told me, he said he was running into different Vietnam-era veterans along the way, and he was asking them, what do you think happened to the MIAs and the POWs?
Mm-hmm.
And they said the same story that he believes. He said, I believe that there weren't any. They just took them and hit them because they didn't want the populace to feed on the injuries and the maiming of our troops like they do now. They mm-hmm. bring them back and parade them in front of the people.
Right.
For the political effect.
Sure.
You know, because it was such a big anti-war movement back then in the 60s and early 70s.
True.
And so he said they just hit them out. They would take them and send them to these different VA facilities or whatever throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he said he believes they went. But, he's deep. He's real deep as far as enlightened, you know.
Right.
And he was a pastor.
Wow.
So,
that's interesting.
I wish you could have been there, Terry.
Yeah. I bet that was
you and Postman both. Because he was open, you know what I'm saying? He was open to more knowledge. I turned him on to the show, so I hope he's listening. I told him he could go on there and access the archives.
I know.
So hopefully he will.
Hopefully.
And maybe he's listening. He's got the ability to do that. So anyway, y'all had a great show tonight, and I'm sorry I missed it and didn't get to call in earlier, but God bless you guys.
Same to you, man.
Have a blessed Easter or whatever you celebrate. And,
thank you.
And we'll talk to you later.
Later, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, guys, I'm out of time. I'm sorry, callers. We got to go. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. That's the God. Not their God. Our God. All caps. The God. Postman, thank you so much for coming in tonight. I always learn so much from you.
Care.
And thank you, Frank, for calling. Please keep calling. We depend on